Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Daily Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Stacey Mitchell. I am so happy to have you here. My goal for this podcast is to break down the latest health topics and help clear the clutter in the messy world of nutrition and fitness. We hope to inspire, educate, and entertain all things wellness. Join us as we talk with experts in their fields on how to feel our best in our own body and mind. On today's episode, I wanted to highlight some of my favorite episodes that have a variety of guests in one episode. And in this episode, it's a montage from personal trainers that we've had on the podcast. This is a replay. It goes way back from 2 years ago. And one thing about coaches and personal trainers is, yes, they have a lot of knowledge building, you know, a proper workout, but they also have the personality to connect with people and the personality to be motivating and guide their clients from the beginning. And we hear about the proper movements for workouts in this episode. We also hear inspiring coaching information about how to keep moving forward in your exercise goals. And this episode is titled The Best Workout Tips from Certified Personal Trainers. Our first guest is Nanette, way back in episode number 5, titled Building a Strong Base of Fitness for Beginners and Runners. And she is the queen of teaching people about functional and dynamic movement, the necessary exercises to help prevent injuries and be extremely helpful for a proper warm-up to start the workout right.
So functional training, a lot of people think about functional movements, and that's your squat, lunge, push, pull, and rotational movements that you do in everyday life. Functional training in the gym or in a personal training setting is really about the kind of the physics of the body, how it's intended to be used, your range of motion, your posture, your walking gait, how you do exercises in the gym, and then the functional part of that is then translating it to what you do outside of the gym. Every exercise you do in a workout somehow translates to your real life activity and movement. Particularly in a gym facility, that somebody comes in and then their warm-up is to go around the track a couple times. Or if you're outside running, you're going to go like at a nice, easy walk or slow jog before you get into your pace. And people consider that their warm-up. And it's not. So there needs to be more what we call dynamic warm-up with movement. Static is when you're holding still doing something. Dynamic is when you're moving doing. So to warm up using dynamic exercises for runners, you know, you want to work all around the hips, the glutes, and then stabilizing through the core, as well as the shoulders, the neck, the upper back, because that comes into play in your run form as well. Exercises that challenge and stabilize the ankle before you start to do your run. So, you know, walk while you're walking, and I don't know, if you're really a runner, you won't care what people think. But, you know, your first part, your first 12 to 15 minutes even, you're going to go on a good long run. You know, you're doing your butt kickers, straight leg toe touches, do like a walking lunge, sidestepping squat. Do you know what gate openers are? Lift up like a high knee and then open your leg out to the side. Oh. Hips opened up. Mountain climbers. And that helps runners particularly. So when you're a standing mountain climber, okay. So you're lifting opposite arm and leg. So your left arm reaches high into the sky while you're doing a high knee with your right leg, left arm, right leg. And these kinds of tall reaches and movements help to loosen up the sides to help alleviate some of those side stitches. Brings your chest up a little taller. You're getting more oxygen in.
Our next guest is Shelley Northway in episode number 25, How to Keep Your Workout Routine Consistent. Shelley talks about overcoming some mindset hiccups that get us stuck in continuing our exercise goals. She mentions how to keep accountability in your routine.
If you start Sunday with a positive mindset, say, all right, tomorrow is Monday, it's back to the gym, we're going to, you know, I'm going to do this, or we're going to, you know, plan this, or I've got my shoes laid out, I've got my clothes laid out. Plan for it. Get excited about it. You know, hype yourself up. Be prepared. And then when the alarm goes off, you're ready to go. There's no second guessing. There is no, what do I do? I don't have my water. I can't find my shoes. You know, you've got it all ready to go. But if you're going to start Sunday with dread, I got to go to work out. Because you don't like what you're doing, then you're going to talk yourself out of it before you even get started. So it's got to be something that you like to do. You got to find some fun in it. And sometimes the fun is the people that you go and see or you're in class with. It's not actually the workout. It is so hard to do these things on your own. I know this. I deal with this on myself daily. But having those people that hold you accountable, it works. So if you need an accountability partner, you don't know who to turn to, you know, connect with somebody that you see every morning at the gym. Connect with the instructor. Maybe they can, you know, connect you with somebody else. Find a friend online. You talk to 15,000 people on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, whatever it is that you talk to people at. I'm sure you've made a connection somewhere with people that have the same mindset as you. You know, connect with them and say, hey, I need some accountability. You want to be my, help me out, I'll help you, you help me. We can text, email, share workouts, you know, either online or whatnot. It doesn't matter. Just find that person that you connect with that wants to help you as much as you want to help them.
Our next guest is Reagan Thompson, registered dietitian and certified personal trainer in episode number 29, Healthy at Home, Virtual Accountability. Reagan discusses her master's thesis project that focused on accountability for women and what she found to be successful in her online workout program.
And it was older women and younger women. It was all women. And we would get up and work out together. We would fill out workout calendars together just to show our accountability. And they would fill out little surveys for me. And I based all of my project around that, around accountability and exercise and nutrition and all of that. So that was really interesting. I would say just the group atmosphere, having people that have similar goals, that are doing those similar behaviors that everyone is trying to do. Being in a group setting like that, it just motivates you. So I would say that's the biggest thing I noticed with the women that I had in that group, was just the accountability within each other and holding each other accountable. That was really cool to see.
And this was all done virtually, correct? This was not an in-person group?
No, this was all done through Facebook groups.
And our last guest is Dana Rounds in episode number 40, Keep Showing Up, Learning the Process to Move and Feel Better. Dana talks us through short and long-term goal settings and that magic sauce to get her clients to their goals and the simple questions to ask yourself to find your why in moving more.
You know, I always tell my clients, you know, look for those short-term goals. What's getting you out of bed in the morning? What's making you keep showing up in the morning? You know, that's half the battle. If you don't know what you're striving for short-term and long-term, you're going to get sidetracked in between. And if you keep that focus, it'll help you get to those when you have a hard day of waking up and saying, yep, I'm getting there. I'm showing up today. May not be your best workout, but you showed up today. Yep. We start small. You know, I ask them, where do they see themselves in 6 days? Where do they see themselves in 6 months? Where do you see yourself in 6 years? And I get them thinking short term and I get them thinking long term. And we start out, you know, take for instance, somebody who has not done anything for months, for years, we start out small. I ask them, can you give me 2 days, 2 30-minute twice a week, you know? And so then they start to feel that. Oh yeah, I can do 30 minutes. This isn't a big deal twice a week. Oh yeah, I can do 30 minutes 3 times a week. You know, you have to start with a process and a plan. And results, unfortunately, for all of us, aren't going to come in 2 weeks. You know, the saying is it takes 66 days to change a behavior, create a habit, and it takes 100 days to feel that change. And a lot is true to that. You know, if we can just get into our mindset, see where we want to be in a year, things can become a little more realistic. As hard as it is to accept that, because we do want those results tomorrow, we do want to drop that whatever weight it may be or whatever bicep or tricep you want to see, it's not going to be there in 2 weeks, but you're going to be closer than you were 2 weeks ago. And so it's really just trying to get people's thoughts put into action. And then those actions become habits. And those habits become your daily life. It's just, yeah, helping people realize that that's where you need to go with this. Keep showing up. Keep, you know, trusting the process. And you'll get there. And then all of a sudden, it won't feel like work.
I want to thank you for listening in this episode with this replay. And next week, we'll have another replay. That one is on the best tips from registered dietitians talking about intuitive eating. That is one of my all-time favorite episodes. And then following that week, we will be back with new guests that I cannot wait to share with you.